time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Middle of Winter Global Warming Advocate.
Mr. Middle of the Winter Global Warming Advocate.
For years you've warned us about man-made global warming and gotten national exposure. Now the nation is being exposed to blinding blizzards and record low temperatures.
Carbon footprints in the snow.
The heck with ice caps. I need to melt my sidewalk.
Polar bears are moving in next door. Yeah.
So the next time you see some expert pontificating about a warmer planet while shivering and wiping the frozen snot from his mustache, don't laugh, but lend a snow shovel to Mr. Middle of Winter Global Warming Advocate, a real American hero.
Mr. Middle of the Winter Global Warming Advocate.
I'd give you a lift to somewhere warm, but I only have a gas-guzzling SUV. Sorry.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's December 30th. After a day off, we're back here to entertain, inform, and help you waste your time. Good morning, Kara.
We're not time wasters.
No, not at all, man.
We are not time wasters.
We're entertainers.
Intertimers. Timers, that was stupid.
Yeah. Here, tighten it up there, you see?
There we go.
Yeah, because you're making me nuts.
I know, but this thing okay, is like
she's, No, that's it. That's enough.
Okay,
she's messing around with her microphone, so we're
okay,
trying to fix
so.
This.
It's been a few days off. It's been a very choppy. I've gotten some emails about people wanting to download shows and why weren't we there on Friday or this, that, and the other.
Oh, so people start expecting us there every day.
People have, they want to get, I mean, it's a bad habit.
Yeah, they need to get their
it's
dose.
It's a bad habit, but yeah, between the holidays and my work schedule and then Sam having, you know, hemorrhoids.
But hemorrhoids? Fuck you.
I know. A
people
headache,
are
I'm
actually
going
to believe you.
I'm sorry. It was a headache, not
yeah,
hemorrhoids.
I wasn't feeling
very
that well
similar,
yesterday.
Very similar, I've been told.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a hemorrhoid?
Oh, hemorrhoids and headache is the same thing?
I was making a joke. The
okay.
The hemorrhoids and the headache. So, hemorrhoids. Have you had one?
No, thank goodness.
Apparently, pregnant women can get hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Just because there's so
they
much.
They have to push a lot.
Well, that and there's just so much damn baby that you know it's kicking on organs,
it pushes
and spleens,
everything
it's
out.
Kicking on a spleen and a pancreas, and boop,
yeah.
Kicked on the wrong thing, pop, pop,
wow.
Pop, pops out.
What a way to start the day.
Anyway,
talking about assholes.
Oh, I didn't say that word.
No,
so,
you didn't, but you referred to it.
This morning was one of those, of course, running late. Like.
Really? Well, you did get here on time.
I did, goodness. But it's always a rush. It's always a rush.
Yeah.
I'm always throwing it together.
Right.
And, of course, I got to find time to...
God forbid you'll get up 5 or 10 minutes earlier.
No, I do, but then I use that 5 or 10 minutes to just...
Oh, I see.
You know,
okay.
Do something else.
Very clever.
So, anyway, change your reprimand to get in your car 5 or 10 minutes faster. That's really the issue.
Oh, really?
Get in the car.
Oh, okay.
It's not that I'm not up. Well, sometimes I'm not, but generally it's just I need to get in the car. So anyway, it's one of those I'm rushing, just like your normal, typical, what day are we on? Thursday?
Thursday.
Typical Thursday. And, you know, I go to this different Starbucks that is a little closer because, you know, you got to get the Starbucks in. There's no way.
I guess you've got to.
There's no way you're going to not, especially if you're running late and you're tired, there's no way you're not going to go get the $10 coffee that you have to have.
Right.
So I stop at the Starbucks is a little closer to us and, they do the whole take a ticket to validate.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, I start like dashing towards the Starbucks, and the valet guy starts walking towards me. Here's the ticket. I said, come on. Give it to me. You got to get it in my hand.
Yeah.
I'm running. I wouldn't stop, so he had to
valet
run.
Valet parking for Starbucks?
Validation.
Oh.
Validation.
Sorry about that. But you said valet parking.
Sorry.
The valet guy.
The valet guy, but he doesn't valet. He just gives you a ticket. And you have to prove that you went there. So I'm walking to the Starbucks. I'm like, okay, come on. And I make him run to meet me.
Right.
Because I'm so he's running with me towards the Starbucks, giving me a thing in the hand.
Really? Yeah. They're so obnoxious, these guys, man.
Yeah. And I'm like, I said, I'm literally going to be there 2 seconds. Of course, I get behind a guy that has a list.
Uh-huh.
And names.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And I do that whole face where I'm like, oh, you got to. Really, it's all my fault. I should just get up and get my car 5 or 10 minutes faster.
Yeah.
But basically, I was the person this morning that's mad at you because I'm late.
Oh.
You know that person?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come on. Okay. You know that kind of person.
Right.
Like, dude.
So it was that guy today.
The guy with a lot of... But
coffee.
I was that guy. The one that, you know, the person that's late and they're mad at you because you can't do things at lightning speed.
Right. Well, at least you're able to come clean with
that. Well, I think it's kind of funny. It's just so funny how... Because if you don't catch yourself, you really do. You get mad at everyone else because you're late.
Right,
and it's not their fault.
Yeah, and some people get mad at L.A. when their lives are not going the way they want. Not you specifically.
No, that's true.
But,
that's true.
You know, but people do bad mouth.
But L.A.'s kind of a bastard sometimes. I mean, let's be honest. There's some shit storms that happen here that are very...
Yeah, but you can't blame that on everything.
No, you can't, but there's different pressures here that... I mean, yeah. I'm sorry, there are things hard here that are not hard in Texas.
Okay, but it's different. I mean, that's why you live here, because it's got better things.
Well, it's got a bigger payoff, in the long run. Yeah. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying there are times that you're like, you know what? This shouldn't be this freaking hard, and it is.
Yeah. But I mean, you yourself said it's easy to pick on L.A.
It's excessive, though. I heard a guy, he wrote a song. He's like, when something's going wrong, blame L.A.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da, blame L.A. And it's hysterical because it is a lot of the complaints
it's
you hear.
Truth, yeah.
It's like, you know, take a little ownership.
Wow.
Take a little ownership, but not too much.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can say based on experience. When I was miserable in my life, I hated L.A.
Yeah.
But now I don't hate it. It's fine.
I love it here.
Yeah, it's cool.
I love it here. It's very beautiful.
It's awfully windy and cold today.
Oh my gosh, last night I thought somebody was breaking in, but really that was just a tree.
Really?
Yeah. The wind was ridiculous.
I mean, there's a warning for damaging winds, and the other day we were arguing about wind, and you said, no, wind is not a big deal.
I thought it's
but
great.
But there's warnings. But,
well,
you
how
know,
are you doing?
I
are
guess,
you alive? Is
I guess
your apartment
the rain
okay?
The rain wasn't a blessing for some people. Did you see some people, like on the news, where their whole house is full of mud?
Oh,
so mudslides and shit. I mean,
is that up
cars
north?
Are like halfway buried in mud.
Is that up north? Where is that?
No. It's like Highland, which is not too far from here. Like, I don't know how far it is. But it was pretty sad to see those things.
Oh, man.
These people are like, you know, they're still trying to clean up from last week's storm. And now they're faced with another one.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty tough, you know. But you got to really choose carefully where you live.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's nothing careful about California.
Yeah, but like where you live, for example, where I live, there's not going to be any mudslides, you know, where in
the city. I don't
know.
I live at the hills. I live at the foothills.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not in the... I'm like at the foothills. So, you know, like...
Right.
I'm right at the end of a...
Right. But you're at an apartment building and, you know...
Yeah, my stuff's like... Yeah, but you never know. What if it does all slide down?
Yeah, but I mean, you're like on the first floor or something?
I'm on the top floor.
Yeah, you see, it's not going to reach you. Don't worry about it. But your car might be buried in but I don't think your area is high risk at all.
I don't think it is either.
Yeah, just because it's a hill doesn't mean there's mudslides.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what was funny? Last night, I'm watching TV and I'm like surfing the channels, and there's a show on this woman who collects coupons and shops till she drops. So, I mean, she's got like a whole stockpile in her house worth probably tens of thousands of dollars. I mean, it looks like a fucking CVS in her house. And everything is like neatly on shelves and everything, just like you would in a grocery store. But so much stuff that, you know, you wonder, what the hell do you need all this for? But she's hooked on it. I mean, that's what she has to do. So she spends her entire life cutting up coupons and going shopping. And her husband just follows her like he can't even control her. And my question is, they don't look like they have a lot of money. Where the hell do they get all that? So they show you them going to the grocery store. They fill up carts. They had 9 carts full.
What?
And they get to the cashier, and then they're starting to pull out hundreds of coupons. So I told my wife, I said, they have to have like a special register just for them, Can you imagine the people behind them?
I'd be like the way I was this morning when I couldn't get my coffee because that guy had a triple espresso for Danielle.
Yeah. No, so I can't believe anybody would wait.
So 9 carts at a register.
Right.
I mean, do they give them a heads up like, hey, listen, we got a 9 cart lady coming in, and then is there a maximum amount of coupons
you can use? Not really. I mean, if you buy the stuff, then you can use it.
How much is she really spending versus savings? I'm curious on that.
I don't know, but she looks at it as though when she gets a coupon for a dollar, then she says they're paying her a dollar to take it out of the store, you know, to take it off their shelf. So it's like, yeah, they're giving you money, but you're spending, you know, on stuff you don't need. You know, I mean, cleaning stuff, you know, canned food.
Is her house, it's not a disaster?
No, it looks really, really neat. You know, because, I mean, she's filled every possible room with shelves and cleaning stuff and Gatorade and aluminum foil. I mean, God knows what else she's got there.
This is a psychosis, right? This is like
it's got to be.
Kind of disorder.
Oh, yeah.
This is like something where your brain is.
Yeah, because, you know, I told Dina, I said, this is keeping her from focusing on her life, mm-hmm. you know, because that's all she does.
Yeah.
And she has to do it. She feels she has to do it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that feel they have to do stuff that's, like, compulsive. It's
yeah.
Like some type of compulsive behavior.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't coupon, something else probably would have triggered something in her
brain.
I'm sure.
But it's the shopping part.
Yeah.
And
her husband just, I mean, not a strong man, I guess, huh?
No, not a strong man. He looks like pussy whipped or something, you know. And the thing is that where did they get all this money? They didn't really look rich or anything by any stretch.
What do they do for a living?
I don't know. I didn't really watch the whole show. But, you know, if they spend all their time at home cutting up coupons and going shopping, when the hell do they work? How do they get all this money? I don't know. That was a puzzle for me.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen anything like that.
And it's not department stores, it's like grocery stores?
Yeah, grocery stores. Yeah. And she's got like 20 of everything, you know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if she's getting like a Tide or something, you know, for the laundry, she's got like 10 of those. Like, why do you need it, you know? I mean, her husband figured that if they use, what was it? They had something that he said it would last them 30 years. Like, what's the point, you know?
Well, he's obviously not got a lot. He doesn't have a lot going on either.
Maybe
he's
not.
He's probably just like looking at her like, okay, I'll go with this. Yeah, there's nothing else.
It. Well, he's stuck with her, you know.
I think we have to get a divorce. Like, who gets the Tide?
Yeah.
Who gets the tin lawn mowers?
She's probably taking everything with her. But where?
Oh my gosh. She should just resell it all.
I know. That's what I was saying.
Make your money back.
Yeah.
I mean, not that people are going to really want to go grocery shop at your house, but...
Well, it looks like a store. It looks like a 7-Eleven or something, yeah. Even bigger.
Really? She's a big house?
not that big, you know, but it's in a few rooms. And she's got a lot more stuff than 7-Eleven carries, I'm sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
what are you going to do, you know?
Well, you know, hopefully she'll get some help.
Yeah. One of these days. Well, at least she got to be on TV.
Yeah, that makes everything okay.
Yeah.
It is funny, though.
Yeah, I mean, you should have seen her face all light up when she talks about it, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure she's never going to run out of anything, you know?
That's funny.
Wow.
Well.
Yeah, so that's excessive. Hmm. Now, they're showing you a picture here online of a TSA worker, you know, patting down an older woman. And I'm just looking at this and...
Give me a break.
Yeah, I mean, this woman looks like she's about to die and they're, you know, doing this. And, you know, I think it's gotten out of hand. I think we need to profile. I really do. You know? You need to find the Muslim men, the people that really have an interest in doing this. You know, because otherwise it's so ridiculous to see this. An older woman, for crying out loud.
Are they touching,
you know,
like, her...
White and everything. No, she's, like, you know...
I heard it's aggressive. I heard they get up in your cracks and crevices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah, that's why I'd rather not travel.
But it's
man.
A woman
it's
touching her, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I wish it was a woman for the guys, too.
Shut up. You big dork.
So it's almost the end of the year, Kira. What do you think of that?
Oh, Lord.
How was your year?
You know, it was, in many ways, it's just like my life. High, high, low, lows. It's very intense.
Uh-huh.
I live an intense life. I'm always I'm two steps away from homeless all the time. Loving it.
Yeah, you like living on the edge?
Living on the edge, adventure, excitement. One day you're having a great time with tons of friends everywhere. And the next minute you're stealing quarters to put in your gas tank. It's been real. I'm great. I mean, at the end of the day, you just have to be grateful.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
I think there's a lot of stuff that was hard, but I also think that, you know, I have great friendships and a lot of people in my life that love me and care for me and that were there and had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, so that's
good. So socially you've done well, financially not so good.
Yeah, that's kind of been the running thing. I don't know if you ever. I don't think you're ever going to get a report where it's like, finances up and friendships down. Like, I think it'll always be the other way around, or they'll both be up. I don't
think so. Wow.
Or they'll both be up. I'm not going to lose my friendships or lose fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out with a bang. To go out with a bang.
You're like a teenager where the social life is more important than anything else.
It is. I mean, that's just my priorities. I mean, I don't think you should be a shitty person with finances, although I am right now. But I think that you should always value relationships over everything else.
Yeah. Is the new job not helping you a little?
I mean, it's kind of changed your life,
right?
Yes. I'm joking. I'm looking at the whole thing.
Right.
It's funny, though. Like,
It is funny when you like to live on the edge.
No,
when
you don't turn on
your air conditioning because you don't want to waste gas.
Yeah, I still do that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But anyway, no, it's much better. It's much better.
Yeah, good.
Of course it is.
Good.
No,
well,
I
it's got to be. That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. No, I'm just making a joke just because the whole year was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, very, 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 very unstable.
Yeah. Well, you did get to be on a radio show,
right?
Oh,
my gosh. I got to be on a radio show.
We're almost celebrating a year, huh?
I know. We should do something so fun.
Okay.
Everybody
should February. We'll have some people come in.
Everybody fly out from Germany and China, wherever our listeners are, Michigan, and let's have a party.
Yeah. I can't believe we've been doing this for a year. Although I've been doing it for 3 years. I don't know where I get everything to talk about.
I don't know how you do it either.
But, you know, I mean, even a year.
Even a year with me, though.
A year with you, yeah.
Did you think it'd last?
I didn't know. I didn't really think about it. I was just hoping it would. You know, you hope you find the right person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I dumped you for a bit.
Yeah, you did. You did.
But I never really left the relationship. I just watched you have sex with other people.
But then the first day when you didn't want to talk about sex, I thought, oh, man, I made a mistake. I got the wrong person.
No, it's funny.
But we somehow managed, you know.
So many fights.
Well, that's great radio for you. You know, if we agreed on
everything.
You guys
could have seen some of the guests we've had on the air that just, they come in here and they first meet us and Sam and I are fighting. And you can see their faces, how they're like freaked out, like mommy and daddy are really arguing and they're like afraid that we're going to divorce. You guys would. It's priceless.
Yeah.
Priceless.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, we fly by the seat of our pants, and it seems to work somehow.
I mean, I'm really grateful. You know, I think really when you look back at anything, it's never just this or that, and you just have to kind of choose to take the good with you and learn from the bad stuff and just be grateful. I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah, what can you do?
I mean, and I think, honestly, when things are hard and you're going through it, once you're out of it and things are good, you don't really remember the bad stuff as much. You know what I mean? It doesn't really feel as hard.
And thank goodness for that.
I think it's a God thing. I think it's a blessing.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
You just kind of, you're like, oh, yeah, that did suck. I forgot. Whatever. Hey, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you later.
I know, you fight with someone, then you don't realize what you stop talking for. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know what it was about.
Yeah.
And you stop talking to each other.
Yeah.
And, you know. Yeah, you don't even remember.
Speaking of fights, though.
Uh-huh.
Just so we can go down this. Not that this will be a big shocker to you guys, but did I tell you guys about the friend of a friend that was in my house and told me off in my apartment?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
And
again, I forgot about it until you brought it up.
Uh-huh.
Well, you said something. I was like, oh, yeah, they'll love this. So my roommate, she has a guy friend. Here's her thing. But I'm going to talk crap about her, even though she's not listening. She'll listen later. She does this thing where, like, guys, she'll befriend guys, and they want to date her, but she doesn't want to date them. And she tries to do the whole, we're just friends, and we're hanging out, and it just starts to make me want to throw up on her, because I'm like, tell me you're not that fucking naive.
Yeah.
Sorry for cussing, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, grow up a bit, you know, just grow up a bit. Not everybody lives in this world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not every guy. And guys, by nature, really don't want to just be friends, generally.
Right.
It's not in their DNA.
Right.
Some of them can, and I have some strictly platonic guy friendships, and I love them, and there's not an attraction. There's just
right.
not. I mean,
yeah.
we like each other, but it's not like that.
Yeah.
And we have great friendships, but, you know, it's really just, I don't know, in a weird way, egotistical to kind of think you can take a guy and rechange him and restructure him
right.
and make him your buddy.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I think it's also emasculating. But anyway, so she tests this, like, thing where she goes through these guys that want to be friends and they want to date her, but they she's like, oh, we're friends, but they really want to date her still, and they kind of whatever.
Friends, my ass.
And she's like, oh, we're gonna have a party and have people over, and she invites like 10 of these guys that really just want to all fight to date her.
Really?
And so it's not a very fun party. Like my
yeah.
other, my
is
other,
she like really attractive or something?
No, my roommate Sarah.
Oh, I see.
Sarah.
So you're talking about her. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the friend of the friend.
No, I'm talking about my roommate, Sarah.
Okay,
and
right.
Claire and I will be sitting there, and we're like, we're starting to notice a theme here when we have these little get-togethers. It's
right.
kind of a way for her to, like, not date, but really she's kind of dating.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just call it out. I'm like, just go on dates with these guys. Like, stop saying we're having a party.
Right.
When really, it's like the Bachelorette, you know what I mean? It's very funny. She's in denial, but whatever.
Yeah.
So, one of her friends, who I was even convinced he just wanted to maybe be her friend, you know, like, you know, okay, he just wants to be your friend. And he's a cool dude. He's kind of funny or whatever. Cool. Does stand up comedy. And he was coming around a lot, like always at our house and hanging out. And I kind of got to know him, but we never really hung out, he and I, and he doesn't really know me very well other than just the context of me coming home late at night and he's in my apartment and we're having a couple chats, you know?
Yeah.
But needless to say, our personalities kind of clash a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we're not really on the same page. I do comedy, he does comedy.
Right.
I'm much funnier than he is.
And need more attention.
I don't need it. I just get it. It just happens. But either way,
it doesn't just happen.
Does. Some
you
people
make it happen.
No, it doesn't. It just happens. Like I walk into a room
uh-huh.
and my personality just does what it does and it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not. I mean, believe it or not, most people would like to just vilify me and just say, oh, she just does it. But really, it's just it's an involuntary reaction I do when people look at me. I perform.
Right.
I can't help it. I tell people, don't look at me, I'll stop.
Yeah.
Stop giving me attention and I'll turn off. I don't know how to not do it.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll be studied one day and they'll make tons of money off of me. Or whatever. Anyway. But one day he comes over at like midnight at our apartment.
Really?
Yes. And he wants to hang out. And I had just got a big box in the mail. My aunt sent me a bunch of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Told you guys about this, right?
Right.
All the different shoes. So he came over as I got the box. I'm going through the box. I'm trying on the shoes. I'm walking in the shoes and doing a fashion show. All of this is very normal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I'm not trying to put on a show. I'm
right.
just doing, I'm showing the shoes.
Right.
It's a community event. Okay? He and I are playing around joking, and then he goes off on me in my apartment. Doesn't really even know me that well. Like, we've not even hung out one-on-one ever.
Mm.
He's like, why are you so, like, you're high stress, you're high strung. I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, and I thought we were joking, and I was like, you know that time where you're like, ha ha ha, to, wait a minute, I think he means it.
Because
I thought we were playing around the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you're like that loud, annoying girl.
Wow.
In my house.
Really?
In my house, okay.
Wow.
And here's the kicker, guys.
Uh-huh.
You're going to love this.
Was he high or something?
No.
No.
But he's a Christian.
Ah.
He's a Christian man.
Uh-huh.
Do you get where I'm going with this? The whole, like, I know better than you because I'm a Christian and I'm going to help you see the error of your ways.
Mm.
But really kind of a dick.
Yeah.
But then says it in a way where, but I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
as though to justify everything.
Exactly. Like, just like me, I'll just straight up say, you know what? I'm being an asshole.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus didn't tell me to do this. This is just me right now. This is all natural. Just own it.
Uh-huh.
You know? So he does this whole thing. You're like this loud, annoying girl. You don't listen. Da-da-da-da-da. He starts going off on me.
You don't listen.
Yeah, and I'm like, what did I...
That's dangerous. Those are the guys that beat up women.
Oh, my...
When they don't listen.
Thank you. He got, like... He went from, like, fun... Like, I thought we were playing to where he got, like... He just snapped, and he went kind of weird, dark. And I totally changed tone. Because if somebody's really angry, I back off.
Right.
And I try to figure out what the heck is actually going on here. What triggered it? And what's going... Like, what is the real issue, you know?
Yeah.
So I got really quiet. First, like, 2 seconds, because that's all I do. And I got really quiet. And I was like, well, you're really upset. And I said, if you were really upset and I'd done something to wrong you, mm-hmm. why didn't you take me aside one-on-one and have a conversation with me if this was really about how you feel or my best interest? I said that, number one. And then number two... I said, you know, it's really disrespectful to be a guest in someone's home, and then you just start airing out your opinion, you know, and inventing your frustration. I said, you know, it's completely out of line.
Right. And where was Sarah this whole time?
She was sitting there the whole time with her
hands. Oh, she was there.
She was sitting there the whole time, and her hands are in her face.
Really?
And I'm like,
She couldn't believe it.
She couldn't believe it. And I'm like, she better not tell me this is my fault, because I did not start this shit.
Right.
Anyway, and she's sitting there. And he's like, so he already started off with like kind of insulting me.
Right.
And then he tries to go, but I'm just trying to help you be successful and, you know, and really reach your potential. I'm like, who the fuck are you, man?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm cussing a lot. I'm like, who does this guy think he is? He's like, I'm trying to teach you. I'm like, trying to teach me what? Uh-huh. I don't understand where this conversation went. We were playing around. Apparently, you're really upset. And I said, a lot of this seems to me to be very misplaced and misdirected anger, and I don't know what, maybe there's something in me that triggers something in you. And then it comes out, he goes, well, I guess I just think that women should behave a certain way and act a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and I guess that you don't do that. And
yeah, well, obviously it's hard for him to get through life, thinking like that.
Yeah. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna let you guys hang out, and you guys do your thing, and I'm gonna go in my room. Really, he should have just been escorted out.
Right.
But I was like, so I was shaken up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, something changed. You can tell spiritually, too, if something is about, they say one thing, but you can feel this is about power, this is about fear, this is about anger. Like, you can feel, and I felt that this was about a weird power and anger thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so I wanted to just get up and get out of the room. I felt so uncomfortable in my own home.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not going to censor my personality. Specifically, when I work all day, I come home, and this guy's in my house, and I just want to, like, let it all hang out,
yeah.
you know?
Well, you see, I mean, some religious people are crazy.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they think Jesus talks to them and tells them what to do.
Well, listen, so then...
Does that sound familiar?
Shut up, Sam.
Oh, God.
Anyway, he's just loving this. Anyway, here's the thing. So then I say to him, I say, you know what? You guys go ahead and hang out. I'm going to go in my room. He goes, oh, we can hang out. I can have your permission to hang out with Sarah.
Really? Is
in my house. And I said, you know, actually you do if you're going to be in my house. I said, you know what? At this point, I need you to leave.
You told him that, huh?
I said, you just need to leave. It's best if you leave right now.
Yeah.
And I got up and left. And he sat there in the chair, didn't leave for like 5 minutes. And he's talking to Sarah while I'm in the other room about me.
About you.
And I'm like, is this guy, does he want me to take one of my new high heels and just like go to town on him? Because I freaking will.
Whoa.
And Sarah's like, you're out of line. She doesn't need you to teach her. You're not Mr. Spiritual. You're not Mr. Holier Than Thou. You're out of line. You're really upset, and you need to leave. And so basically, he gets up and he leaves.
Yeah.
Anyway, she comes in the room. She's like, I'm really sorry. I was like, what the was that? She goes, I don't even know where that came from. He is nuts. And we were like rooting for him. He seemed like he just needed friendship. He seemed like a nice guy. That was just a little bit whatever.
Yeah.
But it just, there's something in me that just triggered like the crazy in him.
Yeah.
I kind of have that. I have something.
Unless he pushed your buttons too.
But I didn't go. I mean, the thing is, and this is where you can, I think this is where you can kind of tell sanity within a situation. If something's really going down, that's people are, there's some real hurt or real anger or something like that. I generally get a lot more calm because I realize this actually is like this person's really hurt or this person's really angry. And I try to really find out what the problem is and then diffuse it. And then, you know what I mean? Because it doesn't help. I mean, there's times when I've lost it, but generally that's not the case with me.
Mm.
So I just told him he was out of line. He needed to leave. And I didn't yell it. I didn't get angry. I just said, it's done. This is done. Go, you know? So Sarah and I are up all night. We're like, what the heck was that? Because you know, he shot himself in the foot. He doesn't, you know, he's the one that wanted friendship. He comes into our home. We open up our doors to him. We, you know, get him something to drink.
And he starts insulting
you. In your own house. I'm like, oh, he just, I think what he wanted to do was come over and, like, there's all these girls there.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to, like, sit on his ass and be, like, the king of someone else's house.
Oh, you think?
I felt like he wanted to come in and, like, dominate. I'm like, I'm sorry. You don't even freaking belong here.
Yeah.
You're a guest. And now you need to go.
Yeah.
Like, your time is up. But the funny thing is, he doesn't call either one of us for a few days. But then he calls Sarah, and he doesn't even acknowledge it. And then he finally apologizes to her for things being weird.
Really?
Not even once does he say anything. And she put him on speaker, right? And he said, if I had speakerphone to this Kara standing there, and she lied, which she shouldn't have lied. We should have just not have done this. He just goes off about me.
Really?
How much he can't stand me. And he doesn't like this, and he doesn't like that, da 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 da. And everything he doesn't like about me, it's kind of like, well, what? It's like saying, I don't like the way you dress. He doesn't like...
Plus, who gives a shit
what
he thinks? Yeah.
It's so immature. I'm like, how immature is it if you don't like someone that you think you can then, you know... Because at one point, he said... You just sew this, and I said, well, you know, that's really just my personality. And he goes, well, let's talk about your personality. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's analyze your ass.
I'm like, thinking, you know, you're
who
short.
Who the fuck is this guy, man?
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, all in the name of Jesus, right? And
yeah, there you go.
That, well, that's what, that's the kicker here.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he's no longer in the friend circle, but it's funny because I heard him go off about me, and then he called... She's like, why? She's like, you know, you don't come into someone's house, you don't say these things, and then you don't put on a pious attitude and, you know, try to in one breath insult somebody and then the other breath say it's for their own good.
Right.
You know, it's just so hypocritical. And then he's like, you know, he just talked about what he doesn't like about me, but it's none of it's a morality issue. It's all preference. Like, he doesn't like the way I dress.
Right.
He doesn't like my personality.
Right.
He doesn't like all these things. And I think, honestly, he wants to fuck me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Probably.
In a weird way. Not
if
because...
If you're saying he's immature, that's probably the way he does that, you know?
It's like...
Maybe he was hoping that you'd show interest. You didn't.
No.
And he got irritated.
Well, it's weird because I don't think he, like, wants me. Mm-hmm. It's more of a dominating thing.
You think?
Because he'll come up and he'll try to, like, play with me and stuff, and I'm just a better player. I just... You know, knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
And I think he got really frustrated. And I think that I was like, what does this guy want?
Yeah. You're right. It could be that.
Yeah. Or maybe he, but I don't know. I think it's more like a dominating thing. It's not really like he wants to have a relationship. It's just like dominating.
Probably. But, you know, I mean, that holier than thou attitude. I mean, we
see
that a lot.
That's the part that burns.
You know?
He did call and apologize because he said, I'm not afraid of her. I'll call and apologize. So then my phone rings right after I heard everything. And he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. What's going on? He's like, well, I just want to say I'm sorry for the other night. And I said, listen, you know, I want to apologize too for, you know.
Thinking you an asshole.
Well, I mean, the first time we met.
Yeah, what did you apologize about?
Well, this is what I did.
Okay.
The first time we met, it was Halloween. Mm. And I was already like a couple drinks in.
Right.
And he said something weird. I don't remember. I don't remember because I was having a blast.
Right.
And I said something like, man, you're weird. I said, Sarah, your friend's weird. He's a freaking weirdo.
Really?
And then I walked away.
Yeah.
And that really pissed him off.
Well, there you go.
And I understand. Yeah. That wasn't right. That was not right. That was rude. And I thought that he and I had gotten past that, but I guess not.
Yeah.
So I said, listen, I want to apologize for the night we met, because apparently the damage was a lot more intense than I realized.
Yeah.
And I do apologize. And I said, you know, good luck to you. I thought you were a really cool guy. And, you know, hopefully we both learn what we need to learn from this.
Yeah.
I think you were, you know, there was some misdirected anger, and hopefully you'll find out what that's about.
Yeah.
Bye. So that was it.
Yeah.
So I didn't argue with him or anything, you know, because you have to learn when somebody just...
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
But,
don't waste too much time with this guy.
But can you... but it's the part that burns in those situations is called the self-righteous hypocrisy. It doesn't matter what you believe. Those elements... is what really burns with people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I said to him, I'm like, look, I'm not any better than you. I mess up too. I've put my foot in my mouth. I've offended people. It's just the hypocrisy and the self-righteous attitude. Because right. You know why? There's no humility in it. It's impenetrable. When someone is already decided that they are coming from a superior moral or superior place in any position, it's already...
Yeah, you can't relate to those people.
But that's what angers people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, hey, you messed up. We all mess up.
Right.
I mess up a million times.
Yeah.
You
just don't want to be called on it.
No, I get called on it. I don't get away with crap, man. I get called on everything.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call all my friends. They're like, eh. I'm like, give me a break, people. I feel like some people are harder on me too because I'm a little flashy and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friends.
And people
are like,
don't like that, huh?
No, I mean, I've got great friends, but I always make a joke because I have a lot of my friendships were really close. So everybody, mm-hmm. we're all very like my friendships. They're very honest,
mm-hmm.
and that can be annoying at times because you kind of don't want to deal with all that stuff. But
yeah.
No, that's just the way it is, though.
I guess that's the way it is. Okay, so tell the guy to fuck off.
Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, it's done. I think I handled it with class, but then I came on the radio and talked to him. He's not listening. Doesn't matter.
Nobody knows him anyway. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, something Sarah and I were talking about was, because Sarah is a very strong woman. Our personalities are different, but she's a very talented and just, you know, strong woman. And she said there were times when she was part of Second City and she was part of these big comedy things, and she's had a lot of success in her career, where she was kind of like excommunicated from the group because of being a woman that was like getting more laughs or funnier, and kind of a weird, like, you're not allowed to play with us kind of thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I've occasionally gotten that too, where, you know, it could just be part of it's probably, they just don't like you, but then a part of it's a little bit of jealousy, you know?
Yeah, it's possible.
Like
people like
strong women. Like, some men just don't like strong women.
Right.
They just don't.
Yeah, they're afraid of them, of course.
I mean, I don't even mean like you have to like them like sexually or romantically, but I mean friendship wise. Like,
right.
Why not even just like them as a person?
Right.
Some men just they are so threatened and irritated and annoyed by a strong woman.
Mm.
And he said, I just think women should be a certain way. I said, listen, there's a lot of women out there that are that way. Let them do that. I'm not made that way. God made me differently.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Well, you know what? It's not even worth talking about. He's an asshole.
I know, but it's more the subject.
He's immature.
I think it's
interesting. No, I know, but we beat it to death.
No, well, I'm not finished.
Topic.
I'm just playing.
Okay,
I'm playing. It's I think that's just an interesting topic of when you didn't ask to be a certain way and you grow up and this is how you are. You're like, oh, I'm funny and I'm kind of out there.
Right.
And then you start realizing, oh, that's not how most women are.
Yeah, and not everybody likes it either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird feeling.
Yeah. But that's okay. You do whatever you want, and if people don't like it, they can go to hell. Right?
Well, I don't want anybody going to hell.
No?
No.
Even if they don't like what you do?
No, I don't want anybody to go to hell.
Okay.
It's hot.
You don't want anybody to go to hell?
No.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting.
Well, that's awful. There's no... You wouldn't want anybody to.
I don't know.
Really?
There's some...
I'm not saying people don't deserve it. I'm just saying when you think about eternally separated from God...
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if we believe... that everything about God is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say love, light, shine, happiness, hope, excited, good meals, good drinks, good friends, all that stuff. Let's say where good things are is God. And then let's say you're eternally separated from God.
Uh-huh.
And it's just you. There's no good drinks, no good food, no good friends, no love, no sunshine.
Yeah.
No warmth.
Sounds like an invention to me, but...
No, I'm taking principles. I'm just
right.
You know, using them in terms we
you're
can understand.
You're saying just in case I don't want to fuck up, you know, which is something I think
no,
about
I'm
also.
No, I'm talking like I wouldn't want anybody to be in a place where it's just them and their anger or their pain for eternity
mm-hmm.
or their hurt.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But that's what you assume is going to happen. You know.
Well, I think it exists, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's I think it's a place that people choose to go, not that they're sent.
Mm. Okay.
That's the difference.
All right. So this is almost the end of the year, so let's go over the most intriguing person of 2010. And I guess this is by the...
Let me guess, a magazine, I know what they're going to pick. It's not going to be Taylor Swift, but it's probably going to be somebody like...
It's... well, wait a minute. Is it a magazine? Well, it's on CNN, you know,
yeah, it's
so
probably something.
I don't know.
Oh, the most interesting man was a comedian.
The most intriguing, they're saying. Not interesting. So, but no, you'd be surprised. It's Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, the guy that's caused so much fucking damage. So I guess
there
people
you go.
Are intrigued
give him.
Give
him more accolades. That's why he did it.
Yeah.
He's on.
He got the most first place votes, 25%. So yeah, they did a poll on CNN. Number two was President Barack Obama, which, you know, I mean, I don't know that he's intriguing, but he's definitely been in the limelight quite a bit. It's been his year for
the most
part.
Well, he's like the rock and roll president, kind of like, you know, kind of like the badass rock and roll president,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Number three is Facebook co-founder Mark Zuckerberg. And, well, I guess he deserves to be there. I'm surprised that the movie about Facebook, that social network, that it did as well as it did.
I heard it was good, though.
Yeah, I know. I did, too. But I didn't think it would be such a good movie.
Did you see it?
No. No, I haven't yet.
We're both talking about movies.
Yeah.
Why don't we see it? We'll come back and
critique it. All right. It's coming out on DVD soon, I'm sure. Then Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. Intriguing. That's true. That's true. They came out with a lot of great products this year. Number five is a police chief in Mexico. Who the hell knows him? I don't know.
Well,
maybe it was in the news. Marisol Valles Garcia. Never heard of him.
Good to look up.
Yeah. Then number six is one of the Chilean miners.
The one that had the wife?
I don't know, Edison Pena, whatever his name is.
Yeah, both his wife and mistress showed up.
Yeah. You think he was the most intriguing one?
I don't know, probably. He's the one that everybody talked about.
Yeah. Then we have kidnapped victim Elizabeth Smart, who's been in the news recently. Remember that was the girl in Utah that was kidnapped. The former CEO of BP. Obviously because of the spill, you know, was in the news quite a bit. Kim Jong-un, which is presumed the future leader of North Korea after his father dies. So I guess people are intrigued by people that they don't know much about. And then number 10, Antoine Dodson, whose thoughts about rape went viral on video. Do you know anything about that?
No, who? What?
Antoine Dodson. He's a singer, and he actually has been on one of our shows a few times on Max and Friends. And I don't know what he said about rape, but maybe I can find it. If it's viral, maybe it's on YouTube or something.
So he's a singer that was just venting his thoughts about rape, and that became huge.
Yeah.
He's on CNN's top 10 most interesting, intriguing people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting that we're...
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. But,
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. I don't know. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I'm sure it was interesting. Everybody can look that up.
Yeah.
Along with the police chief in Mexico. Considering we don't know.
Yeah.
Because we're on top of it here at LA.
He's got a date rant. Whatever that is.
Yeah,
but
well,
anyway, we don't care.
Well, I mean, just because you're a singer really doesn't mean that you should have... The thing is, you're given a platform when you're an artist, which is great on one hand, but then also it's like sometimes people take it into areas that it's not necessarily meant for.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
This is what I think about peanut butter and jelly. Jelly and peanut butter prices go down.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I know.
What?
You like peanut butter and jelly?
No, not since I was two.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
What about you?
I used to like it when I would get high, like in my teens, my 20s. But it's funny because you just want to eat the whole fucking jar, you know, because of the texture, I think.
Really? I don't like it that much. I can go for grilled cheese, though. Grilled cheese is good, huh?
Yeah, you like grilled cheese. Yeah, I like anything with melted cheese on it. I like it. That's why Mexican food is good.
Oh, I love it. It's one of my favorite foods. Mexican food? Yeah. Fajitas, carne asada, enchiladas.
Yeah, like have you eaten at Poquito Mas down here?
No.
It's pretty good.
Really?
It's very good, in fact, yeah.
What's your favorite?
It beats like Baja Fresh, I think.
What's your favorite Mexican dish?
Well, it depends. I mean, I like enchiladas, too. I like, you know, and they have like some special stuff, like, or, you know, they make it unique, like their quesadillas and, yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. I can go for a couple of those right now.
Yeah, I know.
Some poquito mas. There is a burrito place that's called Hugo's Tacos.
Mm-hmm.
on Coldwater and Riverside, and
right,
I wanted to go there one morning for a breakfast. One of my favorite foods is breakfast burritos.
Right.
Like, I don't know what it is. It's like catnip. I will go crazy over a breakfast burrito.
Really?
If I smell the sausage, cheese, chorizo blend or whatever, and some peppers and friggin' salsa, give me some salsa. I'm just go crazy over those things. I can eat them all day long. They're ridiculous.
Really?
Seriously.
Wow, that's interesting.
Breakfast burritos. Give them.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Sounds
so
good. So you have those sometimes, right?
Yeah, I haven't had one in a while, so it's probably good to start now.
Yeah.
As of now.
Might as well.
So I'm training for the LA Marathon.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need some donations.
When is that happening?
But it's in March, mm-hmm. So I got, 3 months?
Okay. How much is it?
It's $145.
Okay. Well, you're working now. You can afford it.
No, I can't. No, I can't.
You need
that's
donations.
Expensive. I need donations.
Okay. Why would anybody donate for you to run?
I know, because I'm not doing it for a cause other than I just want to do it. I got to think of a cause. It's just I'm calling friends and stuff and being like, hey, just, you know, put in $5 or $10. And
that's a lot of friends you're going to need for 140.
Yeah. Well, I got some. I got one friend who's a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm going to just tell him to shake
Maybe
it.
Stand on the side of the freeway with a sign, you know.
But isn't it kind of crazy? You're paying $145 to run your ass off.
Yeah, but they have to organize it. I mean, they keep track of you, you know. There's cost involved in it.
They're going to be like, oh, there she is, the one on the side of the road throwing up. There we go. She needs water. That's how they keep track of me. Believe me, I'm not going to be smoking anybody at all. But I'm going to a running group tonight and starting it up. This will be my third day in training.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I run generally. I haven't been running hardcore, but I'm starting to get there.
Yeah, you better do a lot of practicing because you haven't run a lot lately, right?
No, I run more than like your average person. No, I haven't been running hardcore.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I run like 3 days a week. But for this, you have to get in a long run. So you have to log. You just have to keep logging miles.
Right.
And
what's the attraction for you?
If you've never ran, it's hard to explain. But I mean, honestly, when I run, I don't even warm up to like the fifth mile. So when I do a bunch of when I do just like 3 days a week or 2 days a week of like 3-4 mile runs, they're not that enjoyable, to be honest. They're okay. It's like, oh, I got out. It feels good to be outside.
Right.
But when you actually start getting into longer mileage, your body just starts to feel, you just feel so clean. Mm-hmm. Like your lungs feel clean. You feel like you're sweating everything out. You feel really alive. You're like, wow, my body can do this. It's just some kind of accomplishment.
Right.
And you just feel like a runner's high. You know that feeling?
No.
No, you don't know.
No, I don't know that feeling. But, you know, 26 miles, man, that's very far.
No, that's beyond runner's high. That's called runner's, like, deranged. But
it is,
you know, I did it last year, but I only did the 17 miles
right,
illegally.
But you expect to do the 26 this year.
Yeah, just like another almost 10 miles.
Wow.
But I think I can do it. I think I can do it because I'm not gonna stop. You know, there's water every 2 miles. There's a water stop.
Right. Uh-huh.
So some people's methods are that they just walk through each of those, you know.
Right.
Which is like, I don't know, 30 seconds or a minute. You know, you just walk.
Right.
It makes it slower, but at least you're like preserving your muscles, your bones, and you know, giving yourself a breather.
So most people don't really do it, don't take it as a race. They just want to make sure that they finish.
Yeah. Do you think I'm really going there to race?
No,
who am
I
going to
beat? So. Yeah.
I mean,
some people are running there to beat other people. I'm sure.
Oh yeah, there's people that are trying to beat their own time. I mean, there's people that are. You've got the athletes. I mean, they do it in tiers. So you've got the athletes that are really trying to qualify for something else or the Olympics or something like that, and
I see.
People that come from all over the world to do it. And then you've got like people that are, you know, sub 2 hours or sub 3 hours, and those are obviously very fast, you know.
Right.
And then like sub 4 hours is like more of an average person. You know, or a fast average person, then sub 5 hours is like a normal person. And then 5 hours plus is probably where I'll be.
Really? So that's how long it would take if you're not really racing. It'd take you 5 hours to run 26 miles.
Well, some people take 7 hours. Some people take, you know, 4 hours. It just depends. I mean, if you run, like I run when I'm really, really running, I run around 8 minute miles.
I mean, can this possibly be healthy for you? I mean, on the knees, on the ankles.
No, it's not. You don't do
it
frequently. It's cool if you do it once in a while. You can't do it frequently. I have a friend that did so many marathons. I mean, he just ruined his back.
Yeah.
But I don't run like that. Like, he runs hard all the way through it. He's a short little Asian dude. You know what I mean? Like, I run, walk, stretch, drink water. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's 26 miles. I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to run for 3 or 4 hours straight, you know. I can't even physically. I don't think maybe I could one day, but can't physically do that. But no, so you just, you know, you do your running, and then you walk a little bit, you stretch, you drink some water, and then you just keep going.
Yeah.
It's just a pattern, but you keep doing it for hours.
Yeah. Well, I find that crazy. I don't know. I wouldn't do that for anybody, for anything, for any amount of money. Maybe it's because I'm not in shape, you know, but
if you knew what a runner, I mean, there's people that are runners that won't do it. I mean, there's people that are
really,
yeah, there's people that are runners that are like, they run their 5 miles, their 3 miles, and they're like, I'm
good.
Happy, yeah. They don't want to, but I like distance. I mean, it's also too, like, I love being outside.
Right.
So when you run distance, you get to see so much.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I would prefer to bike if I was into sports and shit, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's easier on your legs.
It is. Just try something. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Just try something. Enjoy something.
Well, we'll see. I'm thinking of quitting smoking, so we'll see how that works.
Yeah, quit.
Yeah.
Quit and then figure out what
you're doing. I will, because I'm killing myself slowly, you know?
Yeah.
And paying money for it, too.
Not good. Give me that money. Every time you want to buy a cigarette, say, I got to pay that to Kara.
Yeah, well, that's easy to say, you know. I mean, after so many years of smoking, it's not that simple.
I know. Nothing's that simple. Like, sometimes it's just kicking. Look, we've all got bad habits. We all have things that we do, and it's like trying to get rid of those things. They run deep.
Yep, they do. But I don't believe in the New Year's resolution thing because, you know, I mean, you do it when you're supposed to do it and not just during the New Year. But, you know, whatever. That's what I'm actually going to do.
I'm not really a New Year's resolution. I've never been a New Year's person, but it's interesting though. I'm putting up a goal board in my room, just all these things I want to get done. But I didn't attribute it to New Year's,
right.
But it's kind of falling in line with that time frame.
Right.
So that's kind of an interesting thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're at the end of the show, and we're going back out to that cold, those cold winds. Although the sun's shining, it looks beautiful outside.
It's a great day.
But it's freezing. And I'm sure it's nothing close to what they have in the Midwest and the back east.
It's like 68 degrees today or 65?
Yeah, well,
it's like
at
65.
Night it's going to be, like they said, in the 30s. But still, you know, I mean, you're looking at people that are in sub-zero temperatures, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you all for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.